Now we have our second batch of news items. Wensum Lodge and Anglia Square have been making the headlines again as redevelopment proposals have been announced. Speculation that closure threatened Wensum Lodge is covered by a restriction, meaning it must be used for adult education, has been scotched. Campaigners battling to save the Norwich adult education base from being shut by Norfolk County Council had hoped their fight would be strengthened due to a reported covenant on the land. They hoped to prove part of the deal, which led to the council buying the land in 1961, was a restriction stating part of the site had to be used for education purposes. Green County Councillor Ben Price, in whose Thorpe Hamlet ward the King Street Centre is based, asked County Hall to investigate. But the county's lawyers confirmed no such restriction is in place, with the authority's Conservative-controlled council having agreed to close the centre and to potentially sell the site.
A group of artists is desperately pleading for clarity about the future of Norwich's Wensum Lodge amid talks about its closure. Norwich Printmaking Hub set up base at the King Street property in 2021, relocating from Anglia Square after 10 years there as Print to the People. The not-for-profit business is promoting protest petitions set up by both Labour and the Greens after the Tory-controlled County Council announced plans last month to cease adult learning services at the city site. However, the controversial decision to close and sell off part of the complex has been held up after Labour councillors called in the decision so that it will go before the council's scrutiny committee. Wensum Lodge has been used for adult learning since the 1960s, but the county council say these services are increasingly moving online. That has left those using Norwich Printmaking Hub fuming and concerned about their future. The studio aims to promote and provide access to traditional printmaking processes, offering bespoke courses with specialist tutors and experienced technical support in their open access sessions.
Demolition work at Norwich's Anglia Square is to begin early next year, but shops in the precinct have been told to expect business as usual. The shopping area's disused multi-storey car park, which has been empty since 2012, has been earmarked as the first building to fall after developers Western Homes confirmed their plans. Next up to fall by the end of 2024 will be the former Hollywood Cinema, which once hosted the premiere of Alan Partridge Alpha Papa, before derelict eyesore Sovereign House tumbles in 2026. Western Homes is yet to provide information on when work will begin on the shopping area itself, but tenants have been told to expect business as usual well into next year. When plans were finally confirmed by Norwich City Council in April, the developer had said the work will be staged over 8 years, with the hope of starting before the end of 2023. Once work is complete, the site will see 1,100 homes and up to 86,111 square feet of business space, including a community hub, community hall, public toilets, and an accessible changing place facility. There will also be up to 450 car parking spaces, 1,888 new cycle bays, a cycle path through the site, along with around 200 new trees. Western Homes says the work is expected to create 2,211 direct construction jobs, with the completed project providing around 288 retail jobs.
The controversial decision to close Norwich's Wensum Lodge and sell off part of the complex is to come before councillors again, after opponents demanded a rethink. The Conservative-controlled cabinet at Norfolk County Council recently agreed to cease adult learning services at the King Street building. Margaret Dewsbury, cabinet member for Communities and Partnerships, had said Wensum Lodge was no longer fit for purpose. She said after the COVID pandemic, people were increasingly looking to do courses online. Councillors also agreed to declare the building, used for adult learning since the 1960s, surplus to the council's requirements, paving the way for it to be sold. But those decisions have been called in by Labour councillors, which mean the matter will come before the County Hall's scrutiny committee. More than 5,000 people have signed a petition set up by Ben Price, leader of the Green Group, at County Hall, calling on the council to reconsider its decision and to revive the Creative Hub redevelopment plan.
Folk living on the edge of the city have slammed the disgusting smell coming from a nearby sewage facility, which has been labelled the Great Stink of Norwich. Locals in Thorpes and Andrews say they have been avoiding sitting in their own gardens due to the pong drifting over from Anglia Water's Whittlingham sewage treatment works. "It's awful," said Paul McArdle, a homeowner in St Andrews Park. "We had it for quite a few years and then it seemed to stop for a while. But it's come back in the last few weeks and it's affecting us all quite a lot." Anglian Water says it is aware of the smell and its teams are working to reduce the odour, which drivers on the A47 have also complained about. However, the company did not clarify why it had got worse in recent weeks. An Anglian Water spokesman said, "We use special equipment and chemicals to stop unpleasant smells escaping into the air as much as possible. The nature of the site and the job it's there to do means there will inevitably be some smells from time to time. We want to be the best neighbours we can, and if customers notice a spike in odours, they can contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or through our customer services number 03457 145 145.